Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me in the studio today is Garland Kennedy from the Daily Sitka Sentinel. He's the sports editor. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob.
And a quiet weekend just this past weekend, but we're here to play a little bit of catch-up.
A little bit, yeah. This weekend was maybe the eye in the storm.
Okay.
Lots of other stuff going on.
So I know wrestling is happening now. Let's circle back to wrestling. I know volleyball was the weekend immediately preceding this past weekend, state volleyball, but swimming was 3 weekends ago.
Correct. The opening weekend of November.
Right. Okay. And we have some pretty exciting news regarding girls swimmers at state.
We do. So Sitka's Emma Gassman, a senior swimmer, took third place in the 100 butterfly in 59.18 seconds, and then fourth place in the 100 backstroke in 59.99 seconds, right on that cusp of a minute.
And you said Emma is a senior?
She's a senior, been swimming for the Wolves all 4 years.
I feel like every swimming interview we've had over those 4 years, you've mentioned Emma Gassman.
I sure have. It's inescapable. She tends to lead the scoreboard for Sitka.
All right. We're going to be saying goodbye to Emma after this season, but it looks like there's some strong swimmers in her.
In her wake, maybe?
Yeah, in her wake, exactly.
Yeah, so she was joined at the meet by a freshman swimmer, Kalea Lozada, who was also in the 100 fly, and she took seventh in 102. And it's worth noting, so that's only a 2 second difference, 2.5 seconds roughly, between the two. Those races were incredibly competitive. Between Emma and the lead swimmer was, I think, exactly 2 seconds.
Wow.
It was quite tight. Same story in the 100 back. Emma and Kalea were the only two Sitka swimmers to make it to the state finals as individuals, though a Sitka relay did as well, the 400 freestyle relay. That was Emma, Kalea, Mia Turner, and Kanan Alley, and they took fifth.
Okay, so that was all four swimmers were swimming freestyle.
Yeah, they all swim a 100-yard freestyle leg.
Okay, so Emma and Kalea, in addition to amazing performance in the fly, have strong freestyle as well.
They do, and Emma in particular is a very well-rounded swimmer. She's swum in everything from those shorter 100 fly, 100 back races, up to the 500 freestyle, which is 20 laps in the pool.
That's an endurance event for sure. For anybody who spends any time in the pool knows that's pretty hard to go that amount of distance full out.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to both those women. Unfortunately, not enough boys from Sitka went up to field a full team, but were there any notable individual performances for the boys?
Right. They couldn't field a scoring team, but Brandon Stevens took 15th place in the 100 freestyle in 52.51. So a pretty solid performance overall from him. And so the Sitka women's team ended up scoring 9th out of 17 teams at the meet, despite being quite small.
Right. We talk about this from time to time. Swimming is an unclassified sport. It means everybody's in the pool together, the big schools, the little schools, everyone.
It makes it tough. And worth noting that at the regional meet just a week before, Sitka was swimming for state qualification alongside Juno Douglas and Thunder Mountain. And at the state meet, Juno Douglas was the top-ranked Southeast team, taking 5th, and Thunder Mountain took 7th.
Yeah. Well, there's tough competition in Alaska. Sitka is probably going to come back strong. It's like every sport. It's cyclical. And I think our athletes here have a great program and no doubt will be back in contention in the state in the future. I remember last year we were talking about this. And, of course, Lydia Jacoby mm-hmm. was still swimming for Seward.
Mm-hmm.
She was coming off her Olympic medal in the 100 breaststroke.
And visited
Tokyo.
Sitka immediately after that,
yeah.
Or 6 months maybe after that.
Yeah. So not only is swimming unclassified, you have to get in the pool with potential Olympians. So
it's a little unfair, but also it's fascinating to see how things shake out.
Yeah. And the times, the differences in times is not extraordinary. Like you say, it's a few seconds here and there.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, a race can come down to one good turn or one bad turn. It can come down to how well you start or just a few strokes at the end. How can you out-touch your opponent at the wall? some races have been decided by hundredths of a second.
Right. All right. Well, that's all for swimming for this high school sports season anyway. What about volleyball? So this was weekend before this last weekend. Sitka went in strong after its regional win over Edgecombe. How did the Sitka girls fare against state competition in 3A?
Out of eight teams, Sitka High took third in the end, where Kenai Central took first and Valdez took second.
Okay, and I guess Sitka has a strong front line, but some of those schools are rivals of Sitka in all sports, not just volleyball.
Correct, yeah. Kenai Central tends to field solid teams regardless.
Yeah.
And Sitka's front line is strong. They have some good hitters. Ava Brady stands out. She's a senior, be graduating this year. And the winger twins, Michelle and Andrea, both really standouts on the court. But Sitka's team is overall quite young. About half their varsity roster is sophomores.
Oh, really? So we're going to see that front line again next year?
Many of the people are going to carry over year to year. Players like Elise Brady, Jaira Costello, Mecca Goldsberry, Hayla Trigg will all be there again in 2023.
Third place at state, nothing to shake a stick at. Congratulations to the Sitka volleyball team. Edgecombe did not get to state this year because in Region 5 and Southeast in 3A, it's still just Sitka and Mount Edgecombe in volleyball. They have not expanded this classification like they have in basketball. It's still just two teams.
That's right. For the moment, it's just the two teams. We wait to be seen if they'll extend what they did to basketball to volleyball, but not yet.
And I guess that's where Edgecombe, we were talking about Sitka's front line. Edgecombe, I guess, bore the brunt of Sitka's really strong front line this year.
Time and time again, to my memory, Sitka won every match between them. And in the regional matchup, Sitka won in the fewest possible number of sets. It's the best of three matches, and each match is the best of five sets. Sitka won in six sets, so 3-3.
Amazing for the Sitka girls, and this is nothing against the Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves volleyball. This is job security for us, Garland, is that high school sports change every year, and the balance of strength between these teams really does alternate depending on personnel and who graduates and who comes into the program, and it never fails to excite.
It's hard to predict, yeah. And it's worth noting that Edgecombe did put up a fight in the Region 5 tournament. They were actually ahead for a few moments in, I think, the second set of day two, but they just couldn't quite hold on.
Right. Historically strong program in volleyball over at Mount Edgecombe. We have not heard the last of them for sure. Lastly, Garland, we have a minute here left for wrestling. It's just getting going, but we're already sort of starting to see what the Sitka-Edgecombe matchup is going to look like. The wrestlers were down in Ketchikan recently.
They were for the Bill Weiss tournament, which is a big wrestling tournament. Teams from across Southeast were there. Out of 11 teams, Sitka took third, Edgecombe took seventh. And a real standout wrestler is Sitka's Jason Young at 160 pounds, who was voted by the coaches as outstanding wrestler of the meet.
And have Sitka and Edgecombe have had a chance to duel yet?
Yeah, just a few days after, the Tuesday after, so a week ago. And Sitka won 7 out of 10 matchups.
Okay. I want to say just my impression of wrestling is that what happens at the beginning of the season, what happens in the middle of the season, doesn't necessarily indicate what will be happening at the end of the season at all.
Absolutely correct.
Because some of these wrestlers may change weights. There'll be some movement up and down the
weight classes.
And the whole idea, I think, among wrestling coaches is to try and have their team peak right at the regionals and right at state. It's kind of a strategy. And some of these early matchups don't necessarily predict what future outcomes would look like.
You're right. They could be wrestling totally different people. If a handful of athletes change their weight class, you could have a very different wrestling meet.
Right. So definitely more than meets the eye sometimes going on in wrestling locally. But two strong programs in both Sitka and Mount Edgecombe for sure. Garland, we got to go, but it won't be long now. It's going to be basketball.
Sitka's religion is about to take place.
Okay. Well, we'll try and touch base with you two or three times throughout the season. In the meantime, have a good Thanksgiving holiday.
Enjoy the holiday. Looking forward to basketball.
Garland Kennedy is Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.